Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Declutter. Leading off today, Bloomberg is reporting that Apple's self-driving car project has suffered a major setback. According to the report, Ford has poached Doug Field from Apple, who had been one of the key players on the Project Titan team, serving as a vice president on the special projects team for Apple. Field has bounced back and forth between Apple and other companies over the years. Tesla originally hired Field away from Apple in 2013, saying that he had the leadership and technical talent to help lead the production of the Model 3. Ultimately, Elon Musk ended up taking over Model 3 production responsibilities himself, and Field did a 180 in 2018 and landed back at Apple on the Apple Car team. So from 2018 and onward, Field was responsible for running the Project Titan responsibilities day to day, working closely with a team of hundreds of engineers. But now Field is departing Apple yet again, this time to join Ford, which is actually where his career originally began back in 1987. In a statement, Ford CEO Jim Farley said, quote, "Doug is one of the most respected engineering and product design leaders and has been a driving force behind breakthrough products across auto, tech, and mobility, including at Apple, Tesla, and Segway," end quote. In its own statement, Apple said, quote, "We're grateful for the contributions Doug has made to Apple, and we wish him all the best in this next chapter," end quote. This is a major setback for Apple's Project Titan team, which has seen more than its fair share of reorganizations over the years. Bloomberg has said that a so-called Apple Car is at least 5 to 7 years away, and Field's departure this month could further affect Apple's timeline. In other news today, a new survey suggests that just 6% of iPhone owners in the United States opt to use Apple Pay in stores, despite having the feature set up on their device. The survey says that 93.9% of consumers with Apple Pay activated on their iPhone do not use the platform to pay for purchases in store. The data is based on a national study conducted by Payments.com with nearly 4,000 consumers in the United States. The data shows that cash use is declining rapidly in the United States, but that credit card usage is increasing, and mobile wallet usage is actually decreasing. Apple Pay usage is holding steady but not increasing, with the overall category decline being due to other mobile payment wallets declining in usage. But something that's important to remember is that this survey solely focuses on the United States, where retailers and banks have been slower to make the switch to contactless payment technology than in other countries. Apple Pay likely has higher adoption numbers in other countries where that switchover happened at a much faster rate. For its part, Apple says that Apple Pay is now accepted at over 85% of retailers in the United States, and is faster, easier, safer, and more secure than paying with credit cards or cash. But nonetheless, it seems that Apple still has quite a bit of work to do in the United States to grow adoption of Apple Pay even further. We are sponsored this week by Declutter, the smart way to buy and sell tech. Declutter is the fast and easy and totally free way to recycle your phone for cash. And now, just in time for the iPhone 13 next week, you can get extra cash with our exclusive promo code 9TO5MAC at checkout. Declutter offers a free instant valuation with no auctions or fees to deal with. Then, just ship your items for free from your closest UPS shipping location, and get paid the same day your items arrive at Declutter by direct deposit or PayPal. Declutter will lock in your trade-in price for 28 days so you can beat depreciation and get ready to update to the iPhone 13. Again, just enter the code 9to5MAC at checkout and Declutter will boost the value of your trade-in by 10% up to a max of $30. Declutter is the best way to get ready for the iPhone 13, so hit the link in the show notes to get started. Rounding out today, Apple has officially confirmed its highly anticipated iPhone 13 and Apple Watch Series 7 event for September 14th. Apple is teasing this event with a tagline, California Streaming, and it will be a completely virtual event streamed from Apple Park. The event will be held on September 14th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This marks the second year in a row that Apple has held its annual September event virtually due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The September event will be live streamed across Apple's website, on the company's YouTube channel, and via the Apple TV application on iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple TV. At this year's September Apple event, we expect Apple to officially take the wraps off of the iPhone 13. The Apple Watch Series 7 is also likely to be announced during the September 14th event, but as we talked about yesterday, Apple is facing production issues that could make the Apple Watch Series 7 very hard to find when it's first announced. Apple is also planning new AirPods that could be announced at the September event, as well as a new iPad mini and a new entry-level iPad. And finally, we also expect Apple to announce the official release dates for its next round of software updates during the event, including iOS 15, watchOS 8, and tvOS 15. So again, the event will take place 1 week from today on September 14th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.